Welcome to rule number two, every writer needs a cartel. In this unit, you will learn what is so important about cartels and how to create one of your own. The last section was about sharing your stories with the world. If you aren't sharing your stories, you're not ready to join a cartel. However, if you're not part of a cartel, your stories will be limited. They won't spread as far as they could, and they probably won't even be as good. Cartels act as multipliers, endowing a writer with many times his own skill and reach. Many artists had the luck to be born into cartels. Mozart, for example, was the son of a composer and music teacher who mentored him in his career. Virginia Woolf's father was a celebrated editor, introducing her to famous writers at a young age. Vincent van Gogh was the brother of a wealthy gallery owner who financed his career and acted as a sounding board for his ideas on art. Others like Shakespeare, Hemingway, and J.R.R. Tolkien had to build their cartels on their own. In this unit, we will dissect what a cartel is and how it will help you write better and share your stories further. We'll look at the stories of famous writers who relied on their cartels for their success. And we'll talk about how you can build a cartel on your own. To get started, let's go into the first lesson.